Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and it will be my pleasure to talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we might even give you the opportunity to meet them. Joining me today is Carlotta Maria Shin Russell, and she's here to talk about her latest novel, Simone, Tuscany, The Saga Begins. Carlotta, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. I was reading through your material, and I noticed that you really became interested at such a young age in writing. How old were you?
5 years old. I told my mother when I was five I wanted to write, because she knew I have a very vivid imagination. She says, write, baby, write. So I did, but I did not get a chance to start seriously putting in my thoughts down on paper and forming it into a book until about 15 years ago.
Well, that's amazing. Was there somebody that was a writer in your family? Was there somebody that influenced you? How did you even know about writing at 5 years old?
My mother influenced me. She was my biggest influencer in my life for communicating as well as writing. She always insisted that we know how to communicate well, to be able to put your thoughts down on paper and with pencil, and not just say them, but write them down. She read to us a lot. We took the New Yorker, which was a very popular publication at that time, and she read to us. She kept us up to date on everything. So she influenced me more than anyone else. And she always encouraged me to go as far as you want to and do all that you want. You can do anything you put your mind to. So here I am. I have done it. And I know she would be proud of me today if she was alive.
I know she would, too. And I'd like for you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, because you're quite a woman. You've done a lot of things.
Well, I am first a most, well, very important to me. I am a university professor because I love teaching. I am in the field of communications. I have a master's in communications. I have a master's of business administration. I am a Southern Regional Literary winner of the Civil Rights category at the Dahlonega Fair in Dahlonega, Georgia. I am a member of the American Association of University Women. I am the president of the Mobile Branch. I am the state secretary of the Alabama AAUW, as well as bylaws chair. I am a Stanford Who's Who among business professionals. I am a member of Toastmasters. I am a member of the Mobile Writers Guild. Also, I serve on one of the boards of the Mobile Community, well, the Mobile City Commission. I am one of the presidents of one of the commissions here as a community service. So I serve as president there. So I do many, many things, as well as I am an author, which is my favorite thing to do. I write a lot.
You are amazing. I'm so impressed with the book. You and I talked about it a few minutes before we actually began to tape the interview. Let's give our listeners an overview of the book. And let me tell our listeners that when I started reading through the prologue of the book, my impression was that this was based on real life. And so when you and I were talking offline, I said to you, that's the first thing I ask you, is Simone a real person? Answer that question for the listener, please, Carlotta.
Simone is a real person to me, because your all of your characters in your book has to become real. I'm Simone. I'm Roberto. I'm Vincenzo. I'm Emilio. I'm Carmelita. I'm Jason. I'm everyone that every character in the book. You have to put yourself in their place. You have to feel what they feel, think what they think, love as much as they love, hate as much as they hate. You have to become that person. But I identify Simone with me. I can identify with Simone. I'm a woman. I know about romance. I know about passion. I know about desire. I know about love. I was married a long time. So you'll be able to pull from the experience that you have everyday life, because even though she was from another country, she lived just like any other woman would live, who loved her family and who tried to protect her family, because she had this secret, a decision she made when she was 14 years old. But can we go back? No, we can't go back. So she tried to protect her family from that so they would not be hurt. But she was not able to do it, but only maybe 24 years before it started coming to life. So this is what the book is based on. One woman, mysterious, beautiful woman with a secret that she tried to protect her family from knowing, because she loved them. It was all done because of love. Love will drive us to do many things. When a woman loves her family, there's no limits that she will not go to protect her family. And that's what I base it on. So I became Simone. I become Roberto. I become Vincenzo. I become Carmelita's daughter. So I know how every character feels. I know who they are, what they think, how they feel, how they slept, what they ate. I know everything about them.
You have such a vivid imagination, Carlotta. I found that just wonderful. That's one of the things I really enjoy about talking to fiction writers. What's your process? How do you write? Do you do an outline? Do you just sit down and it's like the movie starts in your head and you sit at a computer? Do you use a typewriter? Do you handwrite? How do you write?
I do both. I write at my computer most times, but also write in a tablet. I keep a tablet with me at all times. I write in restaurants. I'll stop on the side of the road if an idea comes to me and write it down quickly. I do keywords, because once the idea comes and you don't write it down, it's gone. It's like the ship that sailed opportunity cost. If you don't take that opportunity to write that down, then you miss the opportunity and that thought will never come to you again. So I write wherever I am. Sometimes I write on the back of a check. It doesn't matter, as long as I get the idea down. But mostly I write at my computer. You ask me, how do I write my book? I write the prologue first, or the prolegomenon. Prolegomenon is the correct pronunciation. But I write that first. Then I write the introduction. I write the middle of the plot. And then I write the end. I fill in the rest of it. Once I get the introduction, the plot, and the end built, then I can do everything else. It all flows after that. That's how I write. I do it. Every book that I do it like that, except the historical books. I have to do the research. You have to go lockstep with that. But with romance or fiction, your imagination, you can let it run wild. I can build the end, the middle, or the beginning. It doesn't matter, as long as you get the fill-ins there and get the juicy facts all fit where they need to go.
It just flows, right?
It does. It flows after that.
Would you have any advice? If there's someone who's listening to us, would you have any advice for a would-be writer?
Write any thoughts that you have down. They don't have to be correct. You don't have to worry about spelling or the punctuation. As long as you write your thoughts down and then go back and put it in some kind of order. But if you don't write your thoughts when you first have them, they leave you, and you can't remember what it was, no matter how hard you try. I know I've had thoughts to leave me, and I've tried for days to remember that point, and it was one of the best ones that at that time I thought I had, but I forgot. And sometimes I hear a thought, maybe a word that I'm reading in Scripture, because I read my Bible a lot. If I see a word there, it triggers a thought, and sometimes I can write for 2 hours on one word. Or I hear a thought from TV. I'm listening to TV, and I hear somebody say something, a phrase or a quote, and I can write from there. So just write. Don't worry about putting it in order. Just write it down. Put it in order later. But if you don't get your thoughts down, you'll never become an effective writer.
Well, the book was featured. You're actually an international author as well. because the book was a featured selection at the Frankfurt Book Fair that was recently held in Frankfurt, Germany. How did that feel?
It felt that I had accomplished something I had tried for years. I had tried to get my book in the Frankfurt, Germany Book Fair. I had tried to get it also in the AJC Fair in Georgia as well. But it was always, I was either too late or the slots were filled. It was always some hindrance there. And I did not have a door open or that window of opportunity. So it felt pretty amazing that my book would be chosen to go to Frankfurt, Germany, as well as be in the AJC Book Fair in Atlanta, Georgia, which is, one of them is international and the other one is national, two of the largest ones in the world. So it's pretty impressive to me. I also had I have a book trailer of Simone, and you can find it different places, but it was also there as well as my book at the International Book Fair in Frankfurt, Germany. Actually, it was October 11th through the 15th, not too long ago.
No, it's been very recent, and I think that's extremely exciting. I know that we have piqued our listeners' interest. Let's tell them where they can find your book. Now, I always go to Amazon because I know so many people use Amazon as their main bookstore now. So I always want to make sure that everything works. So I went to Amazon and checked, and there it is. And I want to make sure that our listeners have the title correct and have your name correct. The title of the book is Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E, Tuscany, The Saga Begins, by Carlotta, C-A-R-L-O-T-T-A, Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Shin, S-H-I-N-N, Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. And all they have to do is put the title of the book and your name in that book search feature that's right there on the very, very front of Amazon's front page. Click on it, and there's your book. And there's a little up in the upper right-hand corner of the little fake book cover. It says, click here. And all you have to do is click on that, and the book will open. And there's a wonderful excerpt. I just really enjoyed it so much, Carlotta. Wonderful excerpt, and they can buy it right there. But there are some other places that the book is also available. Would you tell us about that?
Yes, it's also on Barnes & Noble's website. It's on at my website, Shin Russell Books at litfire.com. You can find it there. My book is also on LinkedIn. You can also get the book from the author. If you live in my city and if I'm coming to a city for a book signing, you can get it from me, signed by the author. And there are other bookstores throughout the world that just naturally pick up books on any bookstore. Just log in and see if Simone is at that bookstore. You can find it on just more than Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at my website or on my LinkedIn account. So just search for it, and I think that you can find on many I have. So the audience just needs to search under my name, on the Simone, the book, the title of the book. And it's very exciting to me to look up and see my name in print, and you can find it at those many bookstores. So, but those are the main three, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Carlotta Russell website, Shin Russell website at Litfire, as well as LinkedIn. And actually, my book trailer is on Yahoo. Not Yahoo, but YouTube, actually. It's on Yahoo, but it's on YouTube as well. You can click on Simone, and you can find my book trailer on YouTube.
Oh, wonderful. So if they just put Simone in that search feature at the top on YouTube, it'll come right up?
It will, as well. You put my name there in the book title, Simone, Tuscany, Saga Began, Book 1. It comes right up.
Oh, how exciting. I love it that you have a trailer. I always think that's so important for a book because it gives a visual representation of the book. Let's talk about social media. Now, I know that you have a website, mention your website again and tell me what else we'll find there when we go to it, Carlotta.
On my website, you will find, as well as Simone, my book, but you'll find the other books that I've written, the historical book that I wrote, the religious book that I wrote, as well as the memoir that I wrote. They're all there, and the book trailer is there as well. So there are many things that you can find on my website, and it is still being built, and things are being added all the time, but right now, that's what you can find there at Shin Russell Books at LizFirePublishing.com.
Now, you're also going to do Facebook and Twitter, but that's not quite up yet. Am I correct?
That's correct. They are presently under construction. And within the next couple of months, I would think that it would be full-blown, and you can go there and search as well on Twitter and look for my information there as well for my book.
And you're going to start a blog soon, I believe, too. Is that right?
There is a blog for Simone as well. The blog is under construction at present, and it should be ready to launch any day now. But you can also find information about my books there as well, and information about the author. Contact information and everything else is there on all of my social media sites.
Carlotta, we're just about out of time. What would you like to leave the listeners with about the book? Is there a message there that you'd like to leave them with? Is it a book that you just want to entertain them with? What would you like to leave the listeners with?
No, there is a message that sometime in life we all make decisions at young ages like Simone did, that we don't really have the information or the knowledge we need to make the decision, but we make the decision with the knowledge that we have at that time, the best decision we can make. But we have to remember, whatever decisions you make at a young life follows you through the rest of your life, and you can't go back and change it. So we have to be careful about that. Also, that I want the audience to see that all people are human, and we make mistakes, and we do things, and the ways that we shouldn't are the way things that we shouldn't actually, and but they follow us. But hiding, being secretive, you know, almost lying about something is not going to bode well for you. So I want especially young people, anyone, to know that life is lived by everyone every day, and we all experience the same thing at different times in different ways, but what we do in our life, young or old, follows us through the rest of life. You can't go back and change it. The only thing you can do is go forward and admit that you did this or you did that. Simone did not. She wanted to hide from her husband those decisions that she made. She was involved with another young man at age 14, but that was something that should not have been a secret from her husband all those years. It wasn't the fact that she was involved with someone. It's the fact that she hid it. That was the egregiousness of it. She hid it, and she kept lying about it. He didn't know about the diary. He didn't know about her past life. He didn't know anything. But she loved her husband. She loved her family. She loved her daughter, Carmelita. Neither one of them knew anything about it. He knew it was something strange and mysterious about his wife. He just never could figure it out. But she was an anomaly to him most of her life. And she excited him. She kept him at arm's length. She kept him in awe of her at all times. He loved her passionately, and she loved him passionately also. But she was so mysterious, and that is part of what the book's about, the mystery of this beautiful woman that he loved so much. But she was just almost like she had an ethereal spirit to her. She was kind of like outer-worldly, and he just never understood her. But then it will come to light in book two exactly why she acted the way she did all those years. And it's going to hurt, and it's going to cause some separation. But yet and still, when they come back together, it's going to end up as a beautiful, open, loving relationship that all marriages should have. Romance, desire, passion is very important. And if you hadn't had that in life, you missed what love is all about.
Carlotta, you are so delightful, and it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Books on Air.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I am excited. Simone is, well, it's just like part of me now, because I'm everything that she is. So she's everything that I am, one or the other.
Well, Samuel Johnson once said, "A writer begins a book, but a reader finishes it." I hope that you'll join me for the next Books on Air. And until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book. And thanks so much for being with us today and for listening.